Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, the conference is going very well. I've learned a lot the last couple of days. I think I might even have an opportunity to present here next year. So that should be exciting. Yeah, I definitely made some good connections here. Actually, that's a big part of the reason I wanted to call you. You remember our arrangement? Well, I may have taken advantage of that recently. I know, I'm supposed to talk to you about it before, but the whole thing happened so fast, and maybe I should just tell you the whole story. Full disclosure, would that help? Okay. So, I was looking over the schedule of events this morning, and I saw this one really interesting presentation that I wanted to attend. I was so focused on the content of the presentation that I didn't even notice who one of the presenters was until I was actually in the room. And it was one of my former professors. Yeah, baby, it was him. The one I had a crush on. I promise, I had no idea until I was there and I saw him waiting by the stage. And I thought, you know, I thought I'd go be polite. I went to go say hello before the event started. And I'd just completely forgotten how big he was. He's so much taller and bigger than me. You know what that does to me, baby. I felt like this tiny little girl next to him. And his face was just beaming when I approached. He was so proud. He told me he'd read about everything I'd done since graduating, and he was really excited about my accomplishments. It was unbelievably cute. And while I was talking to him, I sort of felt his eyes wandering. I wasn't wearing anything provocative, but a man of his height can practically see right down my shirt. And with a lot of guys, I'd be so turned off by that. But there was just something about him that, well, knowing that he was checking me out made me go weak at the knees. I couldn't help myself, baby. I started fanning my shirt a bit. I may have even undone an extra button. I realized pretty fast I wanted him to look at me. So it got closer to the time for his presentation to start, and he pulled me in for this big hug. God, baby, the way his arms enveloped me made me feel even smaller. No, I know, sweetie. I know you're taller than me, but it's only by, like, a couple of inches at best. This man has always been, God, easily a foot taller than me, probably more. And big, you know, just stocky. I can definitely tell he works out. You know I love your body, baby. I've never complained. But I just have this weakness for really, really big men. The kind of man that could pick me up effortlessly. Throw me on a bed or a couch. A man who could easily move me however he wants and just make me do things. Anyway, I took my seat and the presentation was really fascinating. You know, my former professors do a lot of work with primates, and this whole event was regarding a recent trip they'd taken to study mountain gorillas, and the whole thing was captivating. Honestly, baby, you would have loved it. Better than any nature documentary you've ever seen on Netflix, I promise. But things sort of turned a little different when my professor started talking about his study of their mating habits. He just got a bit lost in describing the forceful way that the males of the species take what they want from females that present themselves. Did you know that in a pack of gorillas, the dominant silverback mates upwards of once per hour? He just never gets tired. And the smaller females, they want it. They can't help it. I was so lost in the presentation that I almost missed this, but right at the end of his description, my professor looked right at me in the audience. He locked eyes with me, smiled, and winked. Oh, baby, since we're doing this whole disclosure thing, I have to tell you, when he did that, I got so, so wet. I was biting my lower lip without even realizing it. Fuck, sweetie, to be honest with you, I'm flooding my little panties just remembering it. I'd intended to go to another session after that one, but I was just too stressed, you know? And even though it was still early afternoon, I went straight to the hotel bar because I just needed to take the edge off and calm down. I only had a couple of drinks, I promise. I was honestly thinking of just heading back to my room, but then I saw him in the bar. He was by himself, I guess eating a late lunch. It was a lot of food, which just reinforced what a big man he was, and I just melted a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you, baby. I definitely opened up a couple of more buttons on my shirt before I went over to him. I was being so bad. You could see my bra. The red one? Yeah, I know that's your favorite. I agree, it does make my tits look amazing. Do you know what he did when I walked up next to him while he was eating, baby? He didn't even stand up. He just casually slipped his arm around my waist and pulled me in close. It was so possessive. He left his arm there, and when I felt his big hand on my hip, well, if I was wet before, I was dripping at that point. I don't want to bore you with what we talked about. I barely remember it now anyway. I was just so distracted by the way he held on to me. There was a moment, a brief moment, I admit, when I thought that I should call you. It was when he asked if I'd like to come up to his room. I was going to do it. I'm sure I intended to. But there was something in his smile and his tone of voice when he said, "You should come up." He was asking me, but at the same time, he expected it. So I did, baby. I went up. And there was no pretense at this point. We both knew what was going to happen. He held that grip on my waist the whole trip upstairs to his room. And when that big hand of his dipped lower and grabbed my ass over my skirt in the elevator, well, I knew I was going to do anything he wanted. "Are you okay, baby? Do you want me to keep going? Because I'm not going to lie to you. From this point, I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to tell you everything that I did. And I do mean everything. That was part of our arrangement. And when I'm telling you the story, when I'm remembering the things I did, I'm going to touch myself. Frankly, I don't know how I've resisted up to this point. Do you understand? Good. Then I'm going to get comfortable on my bed, and I'm going to hike up my little skirt and spread my legs nice and wide. There's no panties to get in my way, sweetheart. Do you know why? Because I gave them to him. I walked all the way back up to my room, sweaty, disheveled, and with nothing touching my wet pussy but open air. It was a long walk, baby. A long walk on shaky legs. The moment he closed the door of his room, he used that one arm wrapped around me to lift my entire body up so he could kiss me. I felt light as a feather to him. He picked me up like I was nothing more than some toy to play with. So I gave in to him immediately. I let his tongue into my mouth. I invited his hand to grope my ass as I wrapped my legs around him. I held onto his thick neck with one hand while the other went to his arm. Oh, baby, his bicep. I moaned right into his mouth the moment I felt it. He buried his face in my neck. He was kissing me there. I felt his breath in my ear. God, his voice was so low, he was practically growling. The things he said, that he had wanted me since the first day I sat in his classroom, that he dreamed of taking me over his desk. It was all too much. He dropped me onto the bed, and I started pulling his shirt off. Oh, sweetie, he had the body of a god, and he knew what he wanted. He looked down at me and told me to get on my knees. He didn't ask the way you do. He told me, and he expected me to do it. couldn't get down on that floor fast enough. When I was down on my knees, looking up at him, he completely towered over me. I knew from his perspective, I had to look so small. He unzipped his dress slacks. Baby, I don't want to sugarcoat this. He was big, very big. Oh yeah, baby, he was bigger than you, much bigger. God, he was so big, I wondered how I was going to take him in my mouth, but I knew I was going to. I could see in his eyes that he wanted my lips wrapped around him, and I just had to do that for him. I had to give him my mouth. No, I didn't offer any resistance when I felt his big, strong hands in my hair. Oh, fuck, the way he grabbed a fistful of my hair right at the scalp. Oh, it was so good. I wanted to be a good girl for him. I opened my mouth and stuck out my tongue. Do you have a good mental picture of this baby? Me, down on my knees, in my nice professional clothes, my shirt half undone and my tits on display, my big professor gripping my hair in one hand and slapping his huge thick cock against my tongue with the other. Are you getting hard thinking about it, baby? I bet you are. I bet you're already pulling on your cock while you sit in your reclining chair, listening to me talk about this. I can't blame you. All I've been doing since I started telling you about this is rubbing my sweet little clit. Oh, yeah. Speaking of getting hard, did you know my professor wasn't even completely hard when he first started using my mouth? Isn't that funny? He was bigger soft than you are fully erect. I found out just how big he was when he finally pushed his cock into my mouth. I kept having to open my mouth wider and wider. My lips were just stretched so tight around him, and there was still so much of him outside my mouth. But I didn't dare use my hands because he never gave me permission. The only thing he told me to do in that sexy growl of his was to push my panties to the side and start fingering myself. And I did, sweetheart. I was so happy he told me to do it because I felt like I was about to burst. I pulled my skirt up as much as I could, and I moved my panties with one hand while the other just... Oh, God. I slipped two fingers inside myself immediately. I was so wet. I had three inside me soon after. He was surprisingly gentle when he fucked my mouth. Gentle, but insistent. When he wanted more, he took more. When he pressed against my throat and I gagged, I felt like a failure. When he did it again and I was able to take him inside, it was a badge of honor. I'm sorry to tell you, baby, but that's just something you'll never be able to do for me. But somehow, I don't think you mind. I can hear your breathing getting heavier. It turns you on, doesn't it? Knowing how much bigger he is than you, how much better. I came when he entered my throat. I came all over my wet, sticky fingers. I was just so excited at how much cock I had in my mouth. Even now, thinking about it, my poor mouth just feels empty. I want to feel him fill my throat again. Oh, baby, I thought he was going to come down my throat. I was ready for him to do it. I wanted him to. I wanted to feel every delicious pulse of his fat cock in my throat, knowing that he was sending that warm cum straight to my stomach. Do you think that makes me a bad girl, sweetie? Do you think your wife is a slut because of how bad she wanted a bigger man's cock? I'll tell you a secret. I felt like a slut. I felt like a dirty little cock-hungry whore assuming my rightful place down on my knees. Oh, and for the first time in my life, I also felt like a real woman. I know only a real woman can please a cock like that. A cock that big. Sad little girls have undoubtedly tried and failed, but I succeeded. And he only wanted me. So while I felt sad when he pulled that huge fucking cock out of my mouth, I was immediately excited when he yanked me to my feet and pushed me up against his bed. My legs were trapped between his body and the mattress when his strong hand pushed my back and forced me to bend over. Oh. I knew he was going to take me. And in the split second that I questioned whether I was wrong for doing all this before talking to you, I realized that even if I tried to stop, my body wouldn't let me. I needed it. I needed to give him what he wanted. To let him take it. Fuck, baby, are you still pulling your little penis? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call it little. It's just that I keep thinking about my professor's cock. And he was so big. Oh, fuck. So big. Yeah, so fucking big. See, baby, it turns out I don't just get little crushes on big men. They have something I need. I need big cocks, sweetheart. God, the bigger the better. I don't want my hand to be able to wrap around it. I want to be able to use two hands and still have some cock left over. I want that momentary thrill of wondering if it's even going to fit. I want to work to make it fit. Oh, I loved feeling him inside me, baby. I've never been so full in my whole life. Hold on, actually. I took a picture of my pussy when he was done. I want you to see how much he stretched me. Did you get it? Can you see me? That's what he did for me, baby. When he bumped up against my cervix, I just started coming and coming and coming. I felt like I'd never stop. Oh, one right after the other. Fuck. And when he made me feel how much of him was still outside of me, oh, Jesus, baby, I wish you could see how wet I am standing here remembering it. What was that? Will I fuck you when I get home? Oh, sweetie, we'll have to see. I just don't know if you can satisfy me now that I've experienced a real man. Maybe you can eat me out. Would you like that? You can crawl up between my legs and give me your tongue, and I can close my eyes and remember the way the professor gripped my hips while he fucked me. Remember how much of my body his huge hands were able to cover? Honestly, I was like a doll to him. So yes, baby, I think you can eat me. And if I think enough about my professor enough, maybe I'll squirt in your mouth. You'll drink it for me, won't you, sweetie? That's my good boy. I knew you'd come around. I knew you'd give me what I need, my sweet boy. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, lover, I'm coming. So good. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, did you come? No. Fuck, I did. I thought this would calm me down, but I've been even more horny now than when I started. What? You didn't come? Oh, that's so sad. Do you want to stay on the line for a while? Well, you see, my professor's coming down in a bit. I invited him when I left. He wants to taste me. He wants to grab my ass with his big hands and lift up my whole waist and just bury his face between my legs. You're okay with that, aren't you, baby? This is what we both want now, isn't it? Oh, good. I'm just going to set the phone on the nightstand. You just keep pulling on your little penis, baby. I'll probably just hang up when we're through. I'll be so tired from coming so hard. I might even stay an extra day after the conference is over. In my professor's room, of course. Okay, baby, I really gotta go. I don't want to keep him waiting. He's expecting me, and he has something I need. Don't stay up too late.